thriller from the start to finish. We've had 10 lead changes, 8 ties in what was a flurry of a game. Tommy Morneau ends up with 31 points. Aaron Sines, 23. We're going to listen in to the sounds of this district championship unfolding for the Patriots. We'll have the trophy presentation, followed by more than likely a quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll be talking with Mark Gainforth shortly thereafter. This is Mark Gainforth's 11, number 11 district championship for Mark Gainforth in 15 tries. 50-47, final score, USA beats Bad Axe. As this crowd is excited on one half and absolutely stunned on the other. Let's listen in.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the presentation of the championship trophy and medals, let's acknowledge these two fine teams and their achievements this year and their play today. At this time, we direct your attention to center court, where Brian Fuller, Harbor Beach Athletic Director, will make the award presentation to the District Class C champions, the Patriots of USA High School. First, we will present individual medals.
Number 11, Paul McCulvick. Number 15, Harrison Kramer. Number 21, Macklin Gettle. Number 22, Nathan Engelhardt. Number 24, Brendan Ahman. Number 31, Tanner Foley. Number 32, Isaiah Williamson. Number 35, Gavin Zimmer. Number 3, Hunter Bone. Number 10, Gage Lopez. Number 20, Brody Wazalowski. Number 44, Michael Kemp. And number 2, Aaron Sines. Mr. Mark Gainforth.
USA will now advance to the regional round of play at Ithaca High School against the winner of St. Charles High School, District 85. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and Arbor Beach High School enjoyed having you at today's game, and we look forward to having you as our guest at future events. Please drive carefully on your way home. Good night, everyone.
There you have it, folks. USA upsets Bad Axe in the district championship 50-47. To bring home the District 83 hardware, advancing to the regional play on Monday at 6 p.m. to take on Reese, whom they beat twice in the regular season. Reese defeated Novell tonight in the St. Charles District. Aaron Sines led the way for the Patriots with 23 points. Wesolowski with 6, Williamson with 6, Harrison Kramer at 5, Michael Kemp at 4, Macklin Gettle at 2, and Hunter Bone with all 4 of his points in overtime, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, the difference maker in overtime, not to mention an Aaron Sines 3. Does that sound familiar? A 3 from USA and everything else free throws in overtime?
Well, yeah, pretty much statistically, you could tell who was going to win this ball game. Overall, the USA Patriots shot 15 for 40, which was 37%, compared to Bad X's 16 for 59, that was 27%. Give you an idea of what Bad X did on the inside. They were 35%, 14 for 40. Outside, 2 for 19. They could not get a shot off to save their lives. That was 10%. Now to USA's, 43% on the inside. They were 7 for 16. But overall, 8 for 24, 33%. There's a reason why Coach Gainforth was raising his hand and putting up 3 fingers. And even Aaron Sines, that was down low, raising 3 fingers, knowing that he was going to be getting the ball. All he had to do was flash up to the point, got the ball, and hit that tray. It was pretty much history after that.
Both teams shot very well from the free throw line. USA was 12 for 15 for 80%. Bad X was 13 for 17, 76%. So really, those cancel out. Rebounds were in heavy favor for the Hatchets, 29 to 15, with 20 defensive rebounds and 9 offensive boards for Bad X. 12 defensive rebounds for USA to 3 for their offensive boards. Turnovers, USA had 10 of them. Bad X had 14. Neck and neck all the way through. Bad X was leading as many as by 9 points in that second half.
It seemed like USA came into the ball game with a little bit of a funk from that blasting over Lakers. And that it does have a psychological effect on you when you beat a team by 30 points and you come in and try to regain focus. And it took them a little while to go ahead and regain it back, and they stuck to the game plan. Defensively, it was flawless. They really stymied the Bad X Hatchets to try to get really good looks at the hoop. They didn't really give them much at all, for that matter. In fact, to go ahead and score 47 points was really a minor miracle with the defense that they were playing. That just kind of shows you the caliber of basketball team that Bad X is. We all knew that anyways. The King was 21-0 coming into this. And, of course, they are now 21-1. And a new King is now reigning, which is the USA Patriots. Or should I say that Lincoln found Grant.
To go back to your metaphor to start this night.
Exactly. The they found a winning combination that worked.
50
to the USA Patriots.
USA 50, Bad X 47. As soon as the team photos are done here for USA, we'll be hearing from Mark Gainforth and crew. Maybe even Aaron Sines, we will see. As USA jubilant. Their first district championship since 2014, just 3 years ago, when they beat Harbor Beach in Lakers, 52 to 51. Last year, Bad X beat USA, 67 to 53. USA returns the favor, 50 to 47.
A lot of smiling faces out there, Clark.
If we can find Mark Gainforth in this sea of people.
Well, I think he's taking pictures right now.
I believe so. And there's one last time, the mystical USA chant. As we'll find him somewhere here. USA had a tough one against Harbor Beach, took overtime. In that one, 60 to 55, I believe the final was there.
2 overtimes in 1 tournament.
Blew out Lakers, 67-37. And then followed it up with a victory in overtime over Bad X, 50 to 47, a 3-point victory. It was 24-24 at the half. It was tied at the end of regulation, 41 to 41. And then USA outscored Bad X 9-6 in overtime for that 3-point victory. Unbelievable. We expected a great finish. We expected a great game. I don't think anyone expected that caliber, John.
Oh, well, you know, I'm speechless on this one. You know, both teams were just coming in here. They're just really fantastic. We knew that. We knew that at the beginning of the season that, in my mind, these were the top 2 teams in the area, and they pretty much stay that way the whole time. And now you have one unseating the other as district champ. That